Hey, good morning. Y94 Playhouse in the morning. Zero, Jamie, Amy K, Comedy Spotlight, Celebrity Sizzler all on the way. So as you look back on the many Thanksgiving dinners you've had over the years, have you ever had macaroni and cheese as a side?
No, but I kind of wish.
Have you ever had macaroni and cheese as a side?
No, I don't. Can't remember that I ever did.
Definitely have. I'm still convinced you both have too, but because of the way I set this up, you didn't want to admit it.
I swear, macaroni and cheese, I feel like, is not a Thanksgiving meal.
There is a guy that is getting shared around like crazy, and he works for Bro Bible. You've probably seen stuff shared from them online before. And his opinion, that is starting quite the stir, and about half people agree with it, half people don't, is that macaroni and cheese is not a Thanksgiving side dish unless you're a dirty hillbilly. Now, he makes some points, including mac and cheese is a standalone dish. Mac and cheese is an entree. It in itself is meant to be a meal. He also says it's primarily used for children who don't want to eat the already prepared meal that the adults are having. He says he doesn't hate mac and cheese. He likes it just fine. He just doesn't think it has anything to do with Thanksgiving. And it's especially not supposed to be a side dish unless you are a hillbilly or you come from a poor family or people that do not know how to cook. And people are just lighting him up. One argument somebody made, if it's supposed to be an entree and if it's never supposed to be a side dish, well, why can you get mac and cheese at KFC? To which he responded and said, you're going to argue with me that you're not a hillbilly and you're using KFC as your argument. Points that match. That's kind of hard to argue. I do think that, though, if you're having a spoonful of mac and cheese in addition to the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the turkey, I don't think it makes you a hillbilly. I love mac and cheese. I think mac and cheese goes with anything.
I don't think I've ever really... It depends. Is this going to be, like, out of a box, like macaroni and cheese? Or is this, you know, mac and cheese that's got the breadcrumbs, it's been baked?
In my mind, it was classy mac and cheese. He might have more of a point if it's the blue box Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, because maybe in that case, it's a little off.
I don't know. I've never had it at Thanksgiving, and now I feel like I've missed out a lot of my life.
I mean, who doesn't like mac and cheese? I love mac and cheese.
I've never even known it was a Thanksgiving dish until this year when I've seen the debate on Facebook. That's like, do you eat mac and cheese at Thanksgiving? Is mac and cheese a Thanksgiving dish? I didn't even know people were serving this.
People are going absolutely nuts about the whole thing. And just all week, it's been destroying the planet. I wasn't planning on having mac and cheese. Suddenly, I really have a craving for it, though. I think it'd be pretty good. But it's got to be like that homemade, like quality mac and cheese. If it's coming out of a box, you're doing it wrong.
That's still good, though.
Ooh, what kind of mac and cheese is this? What's the recipe? Oh, it's an Essential Everyday brand. The recipe's on the box.
I could bring some frozen Stouffer's, but I'll heat it up before I come.
Is that any better? That might be worse.
That is my favorite macaroni and cheese in the world.
It is wrapped like it is gourmet.
Can you please leave it? Can you put it on the table in the nice little like black dish that it comes in?
Yeah.
I think that'll look real nice. Comedy Spotlight in hot second. Hang on. The Playhouse in the morning.